There are some rather humorous proverbs in this one. I want to talk about the benefits of work, which that's not what we're going to talk about. Mankind benefits from work and industriousness. That's why God established that, so that there can be work. Before sin and the curse, Adam was assigned the task of cultivating the garden. He was assigned a task to work. The curse of sin has to do with the hassles, the thorn and thistle-like irritations that now accompany work, but not work itself. Work is good for you and I. Work is an answer to boredom, a place to invest one's energy, and to provide for our physical needs. It's important about work. We are encouraged to be industrious, people of diligence, and committed to the task in life that need to be accomplished, and there are many that must be accomplished. But, as we hinted last week, we want to talk about the characteristics of the sluggard, the lazy person. Some of them are rather humorous. The sluggard has trouble getting started to work. They just can't get going. Proverbs says, "How long wilt thou sleep, O sluggard? When wilt thou arise out of thy sleep? Yet a little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of the hands to sleep. So shall thy poverty come as one that travaileth, and thy want as an armed man." Now, we're not talking about sleep for rest or anything of that nature, but it's kind of a humorous way of saying, "Well, how long, Mr. Slugger, are you just going to lay in bed and not get going?" And the sluggard has a little trouble getting started to get things done. Laziness focuses on the obstacles, the excuses that loom large on the front end of the task. That's why we just can't get going. They just cannot seem to roll up their sleeves and plunge in to the task. Secondly, the sluggard is restless. That may sound like a contradiction that he sleeps, but he don't sleep all the time. He just can't get going. Second thing, they're restless. They may have desires, but the trouble comes in implementing them. Bible says, "The soul of the sluggard desireth and hath nothing, but the soul of the diligent shall be made fat," or to prosper. The sluggard desires many things, desires to accomplish many things, but it doesn't, because it can't get going. But the diligent, as who we talked about last week, are the ones that are blessed. There are many, many people who have less talent than those who have talent, but they've worked harder than those sometimes with talent. They're less. Proverbs 21:25 says, "The desire of the slothful killeth him, for his hands refuse to labor. He coveteth greedily all the day long, but the righteous giveth and spare not." That is, he desires to do, but he can't. And he coveted greedy, which means he desires all day long for something to happen. It is not uncommon for the lazy to be extremely skillful, creative people. They can talk and dream and sketch out the game plan, but the discipline of pursuit is lacking. That's the problem. They can talk and they can plan and they can say, and I've got all these things, but they can't have the discipline to pursue that which is needed to be done. The craving goes on all day long, but little gets accomplished. The sluggard, he wants. Don't think he don't want. I don't think that fellow out there just, the bum, just laying around doing nothing, he doesn't desire something. He doesn't desire things, but he just doesn't have the get up and go. You know, you probably all get those calls. They drive me crazy. I mean, constantly calling. And I've mentioned several times that some of those people would use that energy to accomplish something good rather than trying to cheat people out of their money. They could really accomplish a lot, but they don't. So it's probably easier to pull the wool over somebody's eyes or steal rather than they just go out and work hard. The sluggard takes a costly toll on others. He also that is slothful in his work is brother to him that is a great waster. A lazy person is as bad as someone who destroys things. The sluggard not only affects themselves, but if they're in a position, they affect others because they are wasteful, don't get the thing done, and they're brother to him that's a great waster, and the word waster means to destroy. And so it's as bad as someone going into a business and totally destroying everything. That's what a sluggard does. A lazy person does not simply hold an organization back, but destroys its motivation and desire. Before long, everyone must do more to compensate for the sluggard's lazy influence. I don't know if you've had that in work, but that's what happens. The person that slacks up, somebody has to take care of it. And I think business has probably learned to find out who the ones that are work and probably just double them up and don't worry about the others. But that's what a slugger does. He hurts others because he doesn't pull his weight. The sluggard is usually defensive and arrogant. This is an interesting verse, isn't it? This is just hilarious. The sluggard is wiser in his own conceit than seven men that can render a reason. It's interesting. The sluggard rationalizes why it is not done, and the sluggard can talk a lot. Now, I don't mean somebody that talks a lot. It's a sluggard. Because people talk. But a sluggard can tell you all the things they're doing and what their plans and how they're doing this and all they're doing. But they have reasons and can rationalize all sorts of reasons why it's not getting done. Their clever ability to cover up or explain away, that's what keeps them from facing reality. The sluggard simply thinks they know more, and the wiser is partly they know more, but partly because they're covering up, they haven't done their part, and so they are presenting that they're wiser and can talk a big game and a big talk. Now there are people who do talk a good game and tell everybody how wonderful they've done. But the truth is, they really hadn't done nothing. And I know many examples, and you probably do too, of people who talk a big game, but the reason they're talking a big game is to hide the fact they're not doing what they need to be done. They're just telling you about it. If a person has to tell you how wonderful they're doing, you might ought to wonder, well, wait a minute now. Most people that are just doing it will just do it. They don't have to tell everybody and broadcast it. I wish I could tell you some examples, but there are some examples of people who did a lot of talking and didn't do nothing. But everybody thought they were doing something because they were talking a lot. The sluggard is a quitter and careless. I like this. The slothful man roasteth not which he took in hunting. But the substance of a diligent man is precious. Now, you got to get the idea. He did go out there and he hunt. And he shot something. But he's so lazy when he come back, he's like, oh, I can't skin that or do whatever necessary done. It's just too much work. Just too much work. Deanne's father, who is a hard-working man, said when the kids were little, if you go catch a fish, you're going to have to clean that fish. Now, you know that's just catch a fish or nothing. You're going to have to clean that fish. Well, the slothful just can't follow through. He quits. He does something, and then he quits. Now, I say he, it's he or she. He likes to catch fish, but not clean them. He loves to eat, but don't expect him to help with the dishes. Uh-oh. Uh-oh, might have got somebody in trouble there. He can add a room onto a house, but getting it painted, well, that's another story. Can't get that part done. He'd rather sleep than work. He'd rather focus on why something can't be helped, because he's a quitter. Early on, when my boys first went out for baseball and had a little something didn't go right, and they wanted to quit, and I said, there is no way you're quitting. You started it, and you are going to finish it. You are not quitting. Now, after the season, if you want to quit, then that's fine, but you ain't quitting now. You're not going to start something and quit it. But then they continued. My mother and I graduated from high school. I was a little bit aimless right to begin with the first few months. And so my parents sat me down and said, you know what? If you'll go to college for a year, it might have been 2 years, if you go to college for a year, we'll pay everything and pay all of your expenses. We just want you to do it a year or two. Well, that got me going. And I wound up going on for 100 years. So they knew what they were doing. They were going to encourage me to move on and do something. Then they blamed the government for not caring. a lot of political stuff is just about getting the government to take care of folks that aren't willing to do nothing. Now, we're not talking about people that have legitimate needs and people have legitimate problems, and they really do have legitimate problems, and there is no problem with that at all. People have different problems, but the truth is that a lot of people are scamming the place. Slothfulness cast into a deep sleep, and an idle soul shall suffer hunger. I love this one. The sluggard lives by excuses. I know none of y'all ever made excuses, but I love these verses here. The slothful man saith, there is a lion without, I shall be slain in the streets, I can't go out and work. That's what he's saying. Now, the best I can tell is, in Israel, there may be some lions out there in the wilderness, but they're none roaming the streets. And so the best I can tell, it is a complete, hilarious exaggeration of a person making an excuse that's so silly and so recognizable that you would laugh at it. Would you come out and help me? I can't. There's a lion out there, and I can't go out in the streets to do that. And the point is to show how outlandish the excuse is. Those lines in the street are nothing more than a fertile imagination. And then the line returns again and again. The slothful man saith, there is a line in the way. A line is in the street. That's another verse. And said, oh, I can't. There's a line out there. There's a line in the street. I can't go. I can't do it. And the point of it is to be exaggerating and to make humorous the excuses a person does who will not do what's necessary to be done. Their excuse that, oh, there's a line, I can't go. I love this one. As the door turneth upon his hinges, so doth the slothful man upon his bed. You know what a door does? We have a den door, and we usually keep it closed. And we open it in the den, the hinges, and then we close it. And we open it and we close it, and we open it and close it. You see the image of the slothful man who turns over in his bed, and then he turns to the other side, and then he turns to the other side, and he turns the other side. I just can't get going and get anything done. A door easily turns upon its hinges when open and closed, just as the sluggard does. I'm not a very good morning person. My brain works too much at night. Some of my best sermons have come at night. And I'm kind of like Junior Hill. Junior Hill, a preacher, said he was not an early morning person. He said, you ever notice those folks that get up at 4 o'clock in the morning, they sure like to tell everybody how they do that? He was joking. He said one time he had to go at 5 o'clock and preach on the radio. He said, you know what? I don't know what I said. I might not even preach the Bible. I'm so groggy that morning. I'm just not a morning person. When I was in college, I made a cassette tape. And on that cassette, I wished I could find it. And on that cassette tape, I spoke to myself and I said, Tim, you better get up. I mean, get up right now, you lazy bum. Now get up and you better get going or you're not going to do nothing. And when I would wake up in the morning, I would push it and play it. Whatever it takes. A sluggard rolls over and over but does not get up. The slothful hideth his hand in his bosom. It grieveth him to bring it again to his mouth. These are images. What this is an image, there are two. I found out there are two images of it. The first is the picture of a man eating and he just cannot gain the energy to keep bringing the food to his mouth. He just so... Oh, that just worried me out. I can't even bring the food. Would you come over and help me with it? Or there's a second image. The picture of someone hiding their hand in their coat when it's cold and accomplishing nothing, and it's too much effort to bring out their hand to wipe their face. Now, I don't know which one's true, but that's the image that they're giving. The picture of someone who's outside hiding their hand real cold, and really not getting anything done, just standing out there freezing, but they just can't. Oh, it's going to be too much work. So either way, it's an exaggeration. It's a big picture. You can see it. You can see the person. That's why I still laugh at the Geico commercial, at the sloth. The sloth is a good example. They're trying to guess it, and the sloth is slowly drawing this line, and finally their time's up, and they can't win. They can't win. That is the sluggard. They can't get going. They just can't get the things need to be done. But on the other side of the coin are the diligent. The diligent who keep going, who get the task done, who get the work done. Some people have the ability and the tendency to want to work all the time, and others don't have that capacity, but they can accomplish and do. There are many people with physical problems, and to some degree as you get older, there are physical problems, and people can't do what they want to do. That's not what we're talking about. We're not talking about that. We're talking about the person who has the capacity, who has the ability, who has the strength, and simply will not follow through and get it done. Now, we'll say this. This may not challenge you, but this has challenged me as I've studied it, because it has made me be more motivated to not quit, to not give up, to not throw in the towel, to not be diligent, to do what is necessary. Now, it may not help you, but it has really motivated me. Two things to do is to pray for one another. Working hard's good. Doing the best you can with your physical ability is the best you can do. That's good enough. But work hard and be a productive person. I still think that those who are not able to accomplish don't realize how important it is to be able to accomplish something. Seminary was very, very hard for me. And it was tough. But it was a wonderful joy to finish, to get the job done. It's encouraging when you accomplish a task. Just cutting the grass is fun. Getting it done. So I encourage all of us. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for your precious and wonderful word. Do not allow it to condemn us or put us down in any shape, form, or fashion. That is not your purpose. But you do bring to the word and scriptures very pointed things that are very expressive in communicating truth to challenge all of us, Lord. So help us all as best we can with our physical ability to do what we can. Thank you, Lord, for being gracious to us. And we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.